各位弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be upon you, brothers and sisters.
各位弟兄姐妹平安。
平安。
Peace be with you.
大家都平安吗？
Is everyone at peace?
平安就好。
If you're at peace, that is good.
平安是我们时常彼此问候，最常说的一句话。
Peace is one of the most common greetings we say to one another.
但是有没有想过，大家今天我们可以彼此互道平安，其实并不是一件理所当然的事情。
But have you ever thought that being able to say peace to one another is not something to be taken for granted?
今天我们心中能有一点点的喜乐，能够对未来存着一丝丝的盼望，也不是一件容易的事情。
These days, it is not always easy to have joy in our hearts and hope for the future.
当我们看看这个世界。
When we look at what's happening in the world,
国际的局势动荡不安，战争冲突此起彼落，一场还没有结束，另一场又已经开始。
International tensions are turbulent, with wars and conflicts erupting one after another. Before one war has ended, another one has begun.
再看看我们自己的生活。
And when we look in our own lives,
有外在生活工作的压力，内在有受到家庭以及人际关系影响的情绪。
The pressures from work, the struggles of daily life weigh upon us externally, while internally our emotions are often affected by our relationships with family and friends.
很多的时候我们心中并不平静。
In reality, our hearts are often not at peace.
如果照着我们本来的光景来看，我们应该是要焦虑，应该是要非常沮丧的。
Left to our original state, we should be anxious. We should be very depressed.
我们的心应该是要感到不安，甚至是对未来感到失望的。
Our hearts should be filled with unrest, even feeling like there's no hope for the future.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为罪。
Because of sin.
罪使我们与神隔绝，使我们离开那个真正平安的源头。
Sin separates us from God and cuts us from the true source of peace.
以赛亚书59章二节说道。
Isaiah 59 verse 2 says,
你们的罪孽使你们与神隔绝，你们的罪恶使他掩面不听你们。
Your iniquities have made you has made a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he does not hear.
所以按着本来的我们是根本不可能有真正的平安的。
Therefore, in our own natural state, true peace is impossible.
然而今天我们却可以互道平安。
Yet today we can say peace to one
another. 这又是为什么呢？
Why?
我们之所以可以说平安，是因为耶稣基督的缘故。
We can say peace because of Jesus Christ.
因为他已经为我们诚然担当了一切。
Because he has surely borne everything for us.
以赛亚书53章4节5节里面说到，他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
Isaiah chapter 53 verses 4 to 5 says, Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace.And with his wounds we are healed.
注意到这句话，因他受的刑罚，我们得平安。
Take note of this phrase. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace.
所以，我们之所以可以有平安，并不是凭空而来，是有代价的。
The peace that we have is not free. It was bought at a cost.
这个代价就是耶稣基督在十字架上所承受的一切。
And that cost was everything that Jesus endured on the cross.
真正的平安是。人与神和好的结果。
True peace is reconciliation with God.
而这个和好是耶稣用他的生命换来的。
And this reconciliation is bought by Jesus with his life.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天我们能够说平安，就不需要等到外在的环境安逸，或者是内心情绪稳定，我们才能说平安。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we can say peace to one another today. We do not need to wait for outward calm or for inward emotions to be stable in order to have peace.
也不需要等到眼前的问题都已经解决了，而是因为我们与神的关系已经和好了，我们就可以有平安。
We do not need to wait for every problem to be fixed. We can have peace because our relationship with God has been restored.
让我们一起向神祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们相信你是那位赐下平安的神。尽管我们对你是那样的叛逆，但是你还是愿意差派你的独生爱子，让有罪的人能够找到一条平安的道路。Dear Father, may the peace of the Lord be with everyone tonight. And for those who have not yet received this peace, may they come to Jesus and receive true peace from you, and only from you. We pray in Jesus' holy name. Amen. 今天我的信息是出自于以赛亚书53章。
Today my message comes from Isaiah chapter 53.
这是一段古老的经文，在耶稣降生之前大约700多年以前就已经有的预言。
This ancient passage was written more than 700 years before Jesus' birth.
说到了这位救主将要承担的刑罚以及他所要经历的痛苦。
It foretells the punishment that the Savior would bear and the suffering he would endure.
当我和一轩一同来读这段经文的时候，我邀请大家不只是用耳朵听，也用心去想。
As we read this passage together, I invite you not only to listen with your ears, but also to reflect in your heart.
这位为我们的预备的救主，
The Savior whom God has prepared for us.
为什么需要走上这条受苦的道路？
Why did he have to walk such a path of suffering?
他所诚然担当的究竟是什么？
What does surely he has borne mean? What exactly did he bear for us?
让我们安静自己的心，一同来聆听神的话。
Let us quiet our hearts and listen to God's word.
以赛亚书五十三章，我们所传的有谁信呢？耶和华的膀臂向谁显露呢？他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽，像根出于干地。他无家型美容，我们看见他的时候也无美貌，使我们羡慕他。他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
Isaiah chapter 53. Who has believed what he has heard from us?And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a young plant, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief, and as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken,smitten by God and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned, everyone, to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
这几节经文让我们想到人的问题是何等真实，而且是何等严重的。
This passage reminds us how real and how serious the human problem is.
我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。
We all like sheep have gone astray, each turning to our own way.
人老想着要离开神，活在那种自以为中心的世界里面，失去了真正的平安以及生命的方向。
Man keeps wanting to turn away from God, choosing to live self-centered lives, and in doing so,have lost true peace and direction for their lives.
但是神没有任凭人沉沦，反而主动预备拯救，充分了显示出神的爱。
Yet God did not abandon them and let them perish. Instead, he prepared salvation for them, revealing his love.
所以神不单单指出了人有罪的问题，他同时也指出了解决罪的方法。
God not only pointed out the problem of sin, but also provided the solution for sin.
这位受苦的仆人外表并不吸引人，也没有受到人的尊重。甚至被人藐视，被厌弃，但他却能够承担我们一切的忧患以及罪孽。
This suffering servant was not outwardly attractive. He was not respected, and was even despised and rejected. Yet he was able to bear all of our griefs and sins.
这不是人的努力，而是神主动的预备，是出于他的爱与怜悯，为了要使人能够重新与他和好。
This was not the result of human effort, but it was the work of God himself, an expression of his deep love and mercy, so that we may be reconciled to him.
接着从第七节开始，我们要亲眼看到这个代罪的羔羊如何一步一步默默地走上那条被宰杀之路。
Beginning in verse 7, we will see with our own eyes how the lamb who bore our sins walked step by step towards his own slaughter.
他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口。他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛的人手下无声。他也是这样不开口，因受欺压和审判， 他被夺去。至于他同世人的，谁想他受鞭打，从活人之地被剪除，是因我百姓的罪过呢？他虽然未行强暴，口中也没有诡诈，人还使他与恶人同埋，谁知死的时候与财主同葬。耶和华却定义将他压伤，使他受痛苦。耶和华以他为赎罪祭，他必看见后裔，并且延长年日。耶和华所喜悦的事必在他手中亨通，他必看见自己劳苦的功效，便心满意足。有许多人因认识我的义仆得成为义，并且他要担当他们的罪孽，所以我要使他与伟大的同分，与强盛的均分掳物，因为他将命倾倒以至于死，他也被列在罪犯之中，他却担当多人的罪，又为罪犯代求。
The word of God, Isaiah chapter 53, verse 7. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away, and as for his generation, who considered that he was cut off out of the land of the living, stricken for the transgression of my people. And they made his grave with the wicked and with the rich man in his death, although he had done no violence and there was no deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the will of the Lord to crush him. He has put him to grief. When his soul makes an offering for guilt, he shall see his offspring. He shall prolong his days. The will of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Out of the anguish of his soul, he shall see and be satisfied. By his knowledge shall the righteous one, my servant, make many to be accounted righteous, and he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will divide him a portion with the many, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul to death and was numbered with the transgressors. Yet he bore the sin of many and makes intercession for the transgressors.
这段经文让我们看见神为世人所预备的赎罪祭，也就是那个代罪的羔羊，不是一个被动的牺牲品，而是甘心情愿地走上这条受苦的道路。
This passage shows us that the atoning sacrifice God prepared, the lamb who bore our sins, was not a passive sacrifice, but one who willingly walked the path of suffering.
他沉默顺服被宰杀，不是因为他无力反抗，而是因为他选择了顺服神的旨意。
He was silent, obedient, and led to slaughter, not because he was powerless to resist, but because he chose to submit to God's will.
在七百年以后，这古老的预言从耶稣在十字架上前前后后的这段时间都一个一个的被应验了。
700 years later, this ancient prophecy was fulfilled, one detail after another, in the events surrounding Jesus' crucifixion.
耶稣这位真神的儿子在被押到公会受审的时候，就是那样的沉默。
Jesus, the very Son of God, remained completely silent when he was brought before the council.
被祭司长和长老控告的时候，他什么都不回答，连一句话也不说。
When the chief priests and elders accused him, he gave no reply. He did not say a single word.
因着不公义的审判，一个查不出任何罪证的人，却被判了十字架的极刑，要被处死。
Because of an unjust trial, a man in whom no guilt was found was sentenced to the most severe punishment.Death by crucifixion.
当时还另外有两个犯人和耶稣一同被钉在十字架上，耶稣因此被列在罪犯之中。
Two other criminals were crucified alongside Jesus, and Jesus was numbered with the transgressors.
并且即便在那个时候，耶稣还为钉他的人代求说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。”
Yet even then, Jesus prayed for those who nailed him to the cross, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing."
在十字架上死了以后。
After Jesus died on the cross,
耶稣就是从被那个从亚利马太来的那位财主约瑟将他的身体安放在自己的新坟墓里。
His body was placed in a new tomb belonging to the rich man Joseph of Arimathea.
耶稣一生以及他的受死，正是以赛亚书这段预言最完全的应验，证明他就是那位神所预备的救主。
The life and death of Jesus fulfilled this prophecy passage in the most complete way.Proving that he is indeed the Savior whom God had prepared.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们能够彼此互道平安，不是因为我们做了什么，而是因为耶稣已经成就了这一切。
Brothers and sisters, the reason we can greet one another with peace today is not because of anything we have done, but because Jesus has already accomplished everything.
因为神预备的救恩，因为耶稣的诚然担当，今天的我们才能够得享真正的平安。
Because of the salvation God prepared for us, because Jesus has surely borne it all, we are able to enjoy true peace today.
今天晚上借着六位弟兄姐妹的读经，我们再次被带到十字架前，看见主耶稣基督在十字架上的受苦。
Tonight, through the scripture reading of our six brothers and sisters, we are once again brought to the foot of the cross, seeing the suffering of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们不只是听见一段历史，更是亲自面对一个真实的事件。
We are not merely listening to a piece of history, but we are standing face to face with a very real event.
那位无罪的神的儿子为我们承担了一切。
This is the sinless Son of God who truly bore everything for us.
弟兄姐妹，当主耶稣基督被钉在十字架上的时候，他所承受的是极深极重的痛苦。
Brothers and sisters, when Jesus was nailed to the cross, the immense depth of suffering he endured was unimaginable and beyond measure.
不只是肉体上的折磨，更是灵里上的重担。
It was not only physical agony, but a spiritual burden as well.
当他呼喊我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我的时候，不是只是一句单纯的呼求。
When he cried out, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" It was not simply a cry of distress.
是他真实承担了所有罪人原本应当得到的结局，就是与神隔绝。
It was the moment he truly bore the fate every sinner deserves, separation from God.
你能够想象吗？那位原与父、原为一的圣子，在那一刻为了众人的罪，经历了与神的隔绝。
Can you imagine this? The Son, who was one with the Father, experienced separation from God in that moment for the sins of all people.
这就是诚然担当的代价。
This is the cost of surely bearing.
沉重到令人难以承受，沉痛到令人无法言喻。
A weight too heavy to carry, a sorrow beyond words.
但是我们不要忘记，十字架的结局，十字架并不是结局。在耶稣诚然担当以后，有神荣耀的彰显。
But we must not forget that the cross is not the end. After Christ bore it all, the glory of God was revealed.
腓立比书这样说道，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。
In the book of Philippians, it says, Who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name.
耶稣从十字架走向荣耀，从诚然担当走向全然得胜，这是耶稣所走的道路。
Jesus went from the cross to glory, from having truly borne everything to being completely victorious. This is the way of the Lord.
对于今天的我们而言，当我们看见这位为我们诚然担当的主之后，我们需要问自己一个问题，那就是我应当如何回应他。
For us today, when we behold our Lord who has truly borne everything for us,We must ask ourselves, how should I respond to him?
今天晚上我们需要从耶稣的诚然担当走到一个更个人化的问题。
Tonight, we need to move from Jesus has surely borne it all to a more personal question.
我是否愿意诚然担当？
Am I willing to truly bear it myself?
耶稣曾经告诉过门徒，
Jesus once told his disciples,
若人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的必丧掉生命，凡为我丧掉生命的必得着生命。
If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it.
我们若只停留在知道一个救恩的道理是不够的。
If you only remain at the level of knowing the doctrine of salvation, it is not enough.
因为主耶稣不只是呼召我们相信他，耶稣更呼召我们要跟随他。
Because the Lord Jesus does not merely call us to believe in him, he calls us to follow him.
主对门徒的这段呼召提醒我们，信仰不只是接受恩典，也包含了承担使命。
The Lord's call to the disciples reminds us that faith is not only about receiving grace, but also about taking up a mission.
信耶稣不只是单单领受救恩，我们整个的生命也要因此能够完全被翻转。
Believing in Jesus is not simply about receiving salvation. Rather, our entire lives should be completely transformed because of him.
主，让我们都一起这样向主回应说，主啊，你为我诚然担当，我也愿为你诚然担当。
So we must respond to our Lord in this way. Lord, you have surely borne everything for me. I am also willing to truly bear everything for you.
诚然担当不只是耶稣的道路，也要成为门徒所走的道路。
Truly bearing is not only the path that Jesus walked, it must also become the path that his disciples walk.
首先我们要效法耶稣诚然担当那种跳脱舒适时的不安。
First, we must learn to follow Jesus by truly bearing the discomfort of stepping out of our comfort zones.
就如同神呼召亚伯拉罕离开本地本族时，尽管他仍不知道前方是如何，但因着信，他就遵命出去。
Just as God called Abraham to leave his land and his people, though he did not know what lay ahead, by faith he obeyed and went.
同样，当神呼召我们的时候，常常也会带给我们那种离开原本的熟悉，还有那种安全感。
Likewise, when God calls us, he often leads us away from what is familiar and comfortable, from the sense of security we once relied upon.
那种不安、挣扎跟不舒服，不就是十字架的一部分吗？
That uneasiness, that struggle, that discomfort, are these not also part of the cross that we are called to bear?
第二点，我们要跟随耶稣，诚然担当传福音时的挑战。
Second, we are called to follow Jesus by truly bearing the challenge of sharing the gospel.
当我们为主做见证的时候，可能会被拒绝、被误解，甚至被轻看。
When we bear witness for the Lord, we may face rejection, misunderstanding, or even contempt.
但耶稣早就已经先走过这条路了。我们只是跟随他的脚中行而已。
But Jesus has already walked this road before us. We are simply following in his footsteps.
第三，我们要披戴基督，诚然担当生命成圣的操练。
Third, we are to put on Christ, truly bearing the discipline of a life of sanctification.
因为那召你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁。
But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct.
这意味着我们在情绪、言语、思想跟情欲上都要学习节制。
This means that we must learn self-control in our emotions, our words, our thoughts, and our desires.
这是个每天都在进行的过程，而这种内在的十字架同样是我们需要背起来的。
This is a daily ongoing process, and this inner cross is also one that we are called to carry.
最后，我们要在完全的在基督里诚然担当忠心顺服的坚韧。
Lastly, we are to abide fully in Christ, truly bearing endurance in faithful obedience.
很多时候神没有立刻回应我们的祷告，环境也没有立刻发生改变。
Many times God does not answer our prayers immediately, or circumstances do not change right away.
但门徒因为要诚然担当，特别是在这样的时刻，仍然要选择相信，仍然持守顺服，并且仍然愿意等候。
Yet because disciples are called to truly bear the cost, especially in such moments, they choose to continue believing, to remain obedient, and to wait patiently.
当我们愿意因着耶稣基督的缘故诚然担当，
when we are willing for the sake of Jesus Christ to truly bear our cross,
我们的生命会被更新，我们的品格能够被塑造，我们的生命也就因此而开始结果子。
Our lives are renewed, our character is shaped, and our lives begin to bear fruit.
基督既然已经先 bear our sins, 担当我们的罪，那我们必定也能够 bear his fruit, 结出圣灵的果子。
Since Christ has already borne our sins, we are therefore able to bear his fruit, the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
最后我们要记得，诚然担当不是终点，神的荣耀才是我们的盼望。
Finally, we must remember that truly bearing the cross is not the destination. God's glory is our ultimate hope.
神没有应许我们一条没有十字架的道路，但他应许我们有一个荣耀结局的生命。
God has not promised us a path without the cross, but he has promised us a life that ends in glory.
罗马书鼓励我们，如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
Romans chapter 8 verse 17 says, If we suffer with him, we will also be glorified with him.
但愿我们在主面前不再只是感动，而是有真实的回应。
May it be that before the Lord, we are no longer just moved emotionally, but offer a genuine response.
我们向他说，主啊，你为我诚然担当， 我也愿意为你诚然担当。
We say to him, Lord, you have truly borne everything for me. I'm also willing to truly bear everything for you.
让我们不再只是纪念十字架，更是活出十字架。
Let us not only remember the cross, but truly live out the cross.
让凡是愿意背起十字架、诚然担当的人，最终都能够与主一同进入他的荣耀里。
May all who are willing to take up the cross and truly bear the cost in the end enter into his glory together with the Lord.
让我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for giving your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to be the atoning sacrifice. The price that we should have paid was fully borne by him, the Son of God. Nothing is more unbearable than being separated from God and facing the punishment of sin by ourselves alone. Because of this, we are willing to take up our own cross, to carry out the Lord's mission, to fight the good fight for him, and to glorify your name. 是的，主，真的没有什么比与神隔离一个人去面对罪的刑罚还要更难以承受的了。谢谢你，因为爱我们，赐下你的独生爱子耶稣基督为我们舍命。因此我们愿意立志背起自己的十字架，承担主的使命，为主打美好的仗，来荣耀主的名，奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。